Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Welcome back to Chasing Courage. I am so excited that you are here today, and I have a guest with us. My friend Jennifer is here on the podcast today to talk with us all about creating an abundant life through our money and our mindset. Jen, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Courtney, thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled. This topic gets me so fired up. So this is going to be a great conversation.
Awesome. Okay. Well, before we get going, for those who don't know you, do you want to explain a little bit about who you are personally and professionally?
Sure. So I'm a mom of two grown boys. I am a nurse. I have a direct selling side gig, and I launched about a year ago my financial abundance coaching business. So I kind of have a lot of hats in the air, but I have actually just left my nursing job to pursue coaching more. My last day was Saturday, so that's really exciting. So basically what I do is I help women stop worrying about money so they can start living this abundant life that we're going to talk about today.
I love that. And it's funny because I know that we had talked previously about how you were leaving nursing. And so then when you just said that you were a nurse, I was like, wait, I thought you were done. And then you're like, yeah, I was done Saturday.
Yeah. So it literally just happened. It just happened. But one of the things that I really appreciate about the field is I'm able to stay as needed, right? So I wasn't quite ready to give up my nursing license, even though I wanted to take some focus off of that. Mm-hmm. I'm on the schedule 3 more days this month later, and I have a couple days in March. So it's like, I feel like a really good fit for what I got going on right now.
And is the title for what that is that PRN?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have a close friend who does that, and it's funny because my parents say that they could see me being a doctor or a nurse, and I never saw that for myself. But I know that just that, like, the scheduling of that always just really intrigued me. And I was like, gosh, that must be so nice. Like, my girlfriend who is PRN, she's pregnant right along with me. And like, she had a terrible first trimester. So like, she barely worked. And then now second trimester, she feels better. And now she's working a lot more. And I'm like, how nice that that's so flexible.
It's so great. And just the freedom that accompanies that, you know, to be able to pick and choose, it's just a real gift for sure.
Now, have you always been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 10 years.
Okay. So that's quite a while. Yeah. Now, when it comes to you, like, transitioning from nursing and then into your business that you have, your financial coaching business, when did the spark or the desire to start doing that come about, or how did that come about?
Yeah, good question. So I was actually at a women's conference a little over a year ago. And I was there to build and grow my direct selling business. That was my intention. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I was getting this pretty hard nudge that was not what I was supposed to pursue, and that I was supposed to help women with their money. I was like, what in the world? So I just started thinking about what that looks like and what that meant. So I guess the best way to explain it is my husband and I went from paycheck to paycheck to now I really feel like we do have the abundant life, but that took work and progress. And it was like, looking back, you know, now I can kind of connect the dots and see how we did it. When we were in it, it was like, I felt like there was no way out. I knew there was more, but I didn't know how to get there. And what did that look like? And not everyone else is living paycheck to paycheck. Why are we so bad at this? You know, mm-hmm. like how can we get to the other side? And there was just different things that happened. My direct selling business helped. We accidentally went to a Dave Ramsey conference. We visited my sister at her church and he was speaking. And after that, just were at that point we were doing okay, but I was like, okay, we started implementing some of his ideas and that helped us get to the other side. Then I graduated nursing school, which helped. And then I dug a little bit more into Dave Ramsey and I ended up leading his class, Financial Peace mm-hmm. University. So all of these things, I mean, when I coach women, I don't use his program, but it's definitely helped us on our personal journey. And I take some pieces of that and bring it in.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question, Courtney?
Yes. Yes.
How is this evolution? And then along the same lines, I would hear, you know, my friends, well, I got to wait till payday, or we could never pay cash for vacation, or like, oh my gosh, how can they afford that? We would never be able to afford something like that. Or we're never going to be able to retire. We don't have anything in a retirement. We can't afford to put anything there. And my heart was like breaking for these girls. And I was like, I just wanted to like shake them and be like, you guys, it doesn't have to be that way. Like there, you know, there's more for you, but I didn't know how to do that. So I would sit down with a couple and kind of work on a budget with them. And well, what do you want? And so it was definitely this evolution.
Yeah.
And to now where I'm working with clients and it's been really, really fun and just such, it's so cool to see someone go from where they were to where they are and know that like they're changed forever now. Like they'll never go back there.
Yeah.
So it's really rewarding.
I think that there's, at least for me in my mind, there's like two major huge pain points for people in their life, them being, and you can very well agree or disagree, but finances and then stuff with our health.
Oh, 100%.
And to be a coach, to be somebody who's in the space who can help people with either of those things, I can't imagine how like rewarding that is. Cause like you said, you literally are assisting in the changing of their life.
Yeah. I mean, it's phenomenal. And they'll come to me with things like how, because we're working on their mindset or their money, like their marriage is different. And it was like, we didn't even talk about your husband before. This is like amazing. And like, I actually had a client say to me, this is so good. I've never, ever thought about my future before. And I was like, that just things like that. It's just so sweet. Yeah. I mean, let alone where they've come in their money from, you know, 3 months ago to now.
Yeah.
Just the emotional shift and how they feel confident and they're looking forward to a brighter future, basically.
How you literally just touched on this, which was perfect. Nice little segue. That you work on money and mindset. And I'm curious with the clients that you work with, or even just like what you see on social media, how much of the time do people think that they have like a money problem or a money issue? And then it's actually much more mindset rooted.
Oh, that's a really great question. I think they always think it's a money problem or a behavior problem or a habit problem. Like, well, I just have this habit of going on Amazon and spending every time we get paid. And they don't realize that it has a lot to do with their beliefs around money, how they feel about money, their relationship with money, and those kinds of things. And the belief in themselves too.
Mm-hmm. I think the habit thing is really big and prevalent for me, even specifically like in all areas of my life. I even think about how like sometimes when I go to like, you know, say get food from a drive-thru, like just ordering the same thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, why don't you ever try anything else? Like you just get the same thing over and over again. But yeah, I really resonate with that. And I know that that's been a big thing of my husband and I's too. Like you and I talked about this offline, but we're in our third go round of like paying off debt. And it's like, I feel like for the first time, this is going to be the time where it works and it sticks because we worked on behavioral stuff, habit stuff, mindset stuff. Like never in the past, it was just, okay, you pay down the credit cards and that's literally it. And it's not that simple.
No, not at all. It's like you have to tether yourself to that feeling you're going to have when that stuff is out of your life. You're literally cutting the anchor. You know, some people are fine having debt, but all of my clients want to get rid of their debt. That's the number one or number two thing. Mm-hmm. All of them. I want to get rid of my debt. I want to get rid of my debt. Because they do, they feel like it's an anchor. It's a weight that takes up mental space, mental energy. It's a pain point. Like you said, you know, it causes worry and anxiety and stress, and it's hard on the marriage and even your relationship with your kids, right? I mean, if your kids needs new shoes and you're like, dude, bunny, I'm so sorry, but we're going to have to wait 2 weeks. And then how do you feel? Like, you don't yes. feel like you're the best mom that maybe you could be. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it affects so many different areas. Money isn't, but there's so many greater things than money, love and relationship and marriage and experience. But I'm telling you, if you can get right with your money, there is a ripple effect like no other. Mm. Because imagine if you didn't have money stress in your marriage. What would that be like for you, you know?
Yes.
Imagine if your kids needed something and you're like, no problem. For instance, my son, he's in college. He just got nominated to be in the
Your honors. Son is in college?
Both of them are, actually.
Okay, I feel like maybe we did talk about this because I was like, wait, no way. I didn't know they were that old. You guys are listening to this. You need to go look at Jen's Instagram because she does not look like she should legally have children that old. Continue.
Well, thank you.
Continue.
But he got nominated to the National Honors Society for school, and he was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it. And I'm like, dude, it's $100. I'll give you $100. Well, I wouldn't have been able to say that or do that, you know, 15 years ago. There would have been no way, no way. And for us to just be able to like, it's fine. Just go, you know, I'll give you $100. It's fine. However, the best feeling, oh, this is so good. Like, I'm getting chills. The best thing is that he doesn't need me to give him $100. He has plenty of money, plenty of money. He's paying for college with cash. He has retirement set up. He's 20 years old. He has plenty of money. But I wanted to do this as a little bit of motivation. Like, buddy, just do it. Because he's like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. Like, I'll pay for it. Just do it. Will you just do it for me?
You'll take that little bit off of him. Of like, it's my $100, not yours.
So that is when it gets really, really cool, is when you can see it in your kids. When my other son was 17, he got in a car wreck. Everyone was fine. It was a hiccup because it was an accident, but nothing detrimental. However, there was expense to that. It was like a few thousand dollars. And he said, well, it's a good thing I have a fully funded emergency fund. He paid for everything, the whole shebang, the raise in the insurance, the deductible, the 17. That's what he said to me.
That's so not normal.
For us, it is, though, because we've changed our culture in our home.
That's amazing.
It is so, it's so cool. Like, he didn't even ask us. So are you guys going to help me with this? Or the other neat thing is that takes the load off of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we didn't have the money. We could have, but let's just say we didn't. Well, he had it taken care of. Who doesn't want their kid to be independent like that?
Oh my gosh.
Not have to rely on their parents for money. That's when it gets real, like it gets really good and juicy, I think, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, that is literally like, I don't know. I mean, that's a big freaking deal. I feel like, you know, particularly I do feel like coming up in the day and age that we're in, right? It's 2023 that people are younger and becoming more aware and literate of financial things, definitely much more so than when we were younger. But aside from that, I still just feel like that's not the normal, but like it could be, like you said, like all it took was us to change how we do things in our home. And then now your sons are even examples for like their friends.
Yeah.
You know, like you were just talking about the ripple effect. That's exactly what that is. What do you think that it's been like watching, especially since your children are adults, essentially, watching how the change of your finances over the last decade or 15 years has impacted them?
Well, I think probably the best thing that it's done is given them independence.
Like you said, that's great for you and them.
I mean, it's just, they can, I mean, and freedom, independence mm-hmm. and freedom, you know, if they wanted to go snowboarding for a day at the slopes, it's like what, $100, $150, they can just go.
Yeah.
Like they don't, you know, and they can, if they wanted to treat their friend to go, they could do that. Like it's not, it just gives freedom. And it, so if they want to give, or if something happens and they can't work for a couple weeks, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't matter because that money pressure isn't there.
That, yeah. And I mean, money pressure can make or break a lot of things.
Yeah, it's huge.
A lot of things. Do you think that if you look back to when you were their age, when you were the ages of your children, so college age, did you envision that this is what your life and what your children would be experiencing?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's just say, no, I didn't have money because I got paid and then I spent it. Like that's just, it's just how I was from 18 to 30, 28, maybe.
Yeah.
I just didn't, you know, it was YOLO. I was living in the moment and it was, I didn't think about, you know, how like my client told me she never thought about her future. I never thought about my future. I thought, oh, everything will just work out. It'll be fine, which it has, but that's no way to plan.
Oh my gosh. No, not at all. And I think it's like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Before you and I started recording, we were talking about Dave Hollis and how he passed away and like so young and unexpected. And so it's like, in one part of our mind, a lot of people have this like, well, we never know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know, it could be our last day here on earth. So it's like, it is adopting that like YOLO mentality. But then the other side of it is the hard part where it's like, well, you know, what if I do live into my 80s and my 90s and I don't want to be working? I might not be able to work. Like the balancing of enjoying the moment and planning for the future.
Yes. And I think that's what I'm able to do well with my clients. So for instance, if they're like, well, I have this credit card debt. I'm really looking forward to this vacation with I have a client who's going away for a few days with her boyfriend. And I was like, well, how important is it? Do you really want to go? She's like, we need to get away. This would mean so much. I was like, well, then let the debt wait.
Yeah.
Like that's okay. You know, it's not all or nothing. It's a give and take. And like you said, a balance. However, we don't want to be so irresponsible that you're going into more debt for this getaway. So yeah. Let's find the balance.
I love that. And I think that's so important. I think that that's one of the things too, that also my husband and I are doing this time around that we didn't the previous two times. Like one of my big kryptonites or loves, I guess, is like going to Dunkin' Donuts. It's right up the street. I love me a good donut. I love a nice coffee. And the two times previously when we were going to pay off debt, it was no, like you don't spend that money. You don't go out to eat, you know, to bring in, I almost said Dave Hollis, not Dave Hollis,
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. Yes. Yeah. You know, a lot of his teaching is like, you know, don't go inside of a restaurant while you're on this journey. But I think that what's helpful, depending on the type of mindset you have, is still allowing those selves, like it really truly can like make my morning. Like say I had a rough morning with my son and then I go get a nice coffee. It really can like flip
a
switch.
A Band-Aid on the wound.
Yeah, really does. And like it's $3. And like now, yes, to your point, like don't do it every day, but it's like the neglecting of those things that we want and we need. I feel like that is essentially then what causes you to go right back into the spiral and the pattern.
Oh, for sure. Because it's like going on a diet, right? And you can never have cake again.
Yeah.
Then all you want is cake.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, you have to balance the now with the tomorrow and be mindful of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say to the person who's like, okay, I hear you talking about money and mindset. And if I have to choose to focus on one of them first, what should I focus on? The logistics of the money or the more woo-woo mindset stuff?
I would say the mindset for sure, because once you have that in place, the stuff with your money will just automatically happen.
Like it'll be natural.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you have any, and this can be one tip, three tips, for somebody who is like, okay, I want to turn things around. I know that I can have more. I know that I'm made for more. And they can be related to money or mindset. What would that 1, 2, 3 tips look like?
Yeah, for sure. Well, in order to have an abundant life, you have to start thinking abundantly. So what are you constantly thinking about? Are you thinking like, oh my gosh, that'll never happen, or I'll never be able to get there? Or are you like, no, let's figure this out. Like, we can do this. And then what is it that you want? Like, you have to know what you're going after. It can't just be, well, not to have debt. Like, why don't you want the debt? What does that look like? How's that going to feel? And not playing the victim. Like, well, I got laid off, so it's my employer's fault. Or, well, my husband just spends too much money. Or my kids are so dang expensive. Like, no, like, this is your life. You get to choose. When we blame others, we give up our power, because we're putting it all on them. But if we take the responsibility, then we have control. We can decide what you want to do with your money. You want to spend it, you want to give it, you want to save it. It's really, really powerful if we can just make that first shift. And secondly, what is the thing you want, and what does that mean to you? For instance, for me, it's a lake home in the mountains. That's like, that's what I'm going after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just to have a lake home though, right? Like, I can see the home in my mind. And when I walk in, I see in my mind, I'm all in my mind. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
But I walk in, I see the row of windows overlooking the lake. And on the inside of the house, there's this super long dining table and all my family's there. And we're playing games and we're having coffee or maybe a cocktail and snacks. And then I look outside and I can see my dad fishing off the pier. Like, that is why I want my lake home, not just to have a lake home.
Yeah.
And I also envision friends and family and maybe even couples coming for some respite and just to stay for a little while and get away. So it is imperative to know what you want and paint that picture. Like, you have to have that picture in your mind. Once it sinks into the subconscious, which takes time and repetition and time and repetition, mm-hmm. then things start aligning for it to become a reality. So you have to know the direction you're going and why. And then, you know, you have to spend time with your goal, with your abundant life dream. So like I say, in the morning, I spend time with things that are most important to me: Jesus, my husband, and my goal. So I journal and I sit and have my coffee and talk to my husband a little bit. And I do my devotions. Or right now I'm in a Bible study that I just do online. And then I think about my house. I think about my goal. I think about the people there and how that's going to feel. And I write about it. And somebody once said, like, if you can write it out and then record yourself on your phone, like reading it, and then listen to that over and over and over, that can be really powerful. And then lastly is just having a budget so you can stay in integrity with your money. Because if you don't have a plan, then you won't get to where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. We've all heard that before.
Yeah. Yes.
So I love that, you know, having a budget, if we can just sit there for a second, it's not meant to be restrictive or to tell you no, or to make you feel like you can't do anything except, you know, get gas and groceries and pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
A budget is anything you want it to be. You can put in there that you want to have $500 a month to go away for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's fine. Who cares?
Just budget for it.
Yes. You have to know where your money's going. You know, there are so many people that just have no idea. Like, where'd all the money go? We just got paid. Or it's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So heartbreaking. So we touch on all of these in my cash clarity call, but go ahead, Courtney.
No, I was just going to say, like, I envision a lot of times when people are talking about budgets, or, you know, obviously a health journey is a good thing to compare this to. I often then think of, like, and you just said so many times in the last few minutes, where are you going? Where are you going? And it's like, just as important as what's the destination is, like, where are you starting? Right? Like, you can put into your GPS that you want to go to, I don't know, let's say Vancouver, Canada, but the GPS also needs to recognize where it is that your freaking butt is right now. And I think that that's, like, so much of what a budget is saying, here's where you are right now. Like, maybe you're negative 400 every single month. Until you know that, like,
right, you're just going to keep going into debt because you don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I think too that sometimes a lot of what happens is people just need that little bit of accountability.
For sure.
And you had just mentioned like your cash clarity call. And, you know, I did one of those with you, and my husband and I also worked with a coach for a whole year, just literally what you help people with. And so do you feel that that is sometimes literally somebody just needs to know somebody else is looking out for me. Somebody else is worried and concerned and cares about how I go through this journey too.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's helping them. It's another person to bounce something off of, like, okay, I'm getting this much back in taxes. What's the best thing for me to do with it? Or
great point. Yeah.
Or I know I have to take the car next month. That's going to be $2,000. Can you help me figure out where I can get that money from?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's a situation. And so just kind of talking things through is a lot of it. And sometimes, you know, I get messages from my clients. Oh shit, I just spent $300 at Target. Whoops. Now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or yeah. It's, oh my gosh, you'd be so proud of me. I didn't, you know, I really wanted to go on Amazon, but I didn't go at all this weekend. So it's both for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think just that they know they have someone they can be honest with and real with and just talk things through, you know, and from somebody who's been in their shoes. I mean, I've been through the whole thing,
yeah.
You know, the debt, the paycheck to paycheck, the feeling yucky about it, the, I don't know what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's helpful.
I think that's, it's so huge. It's also very humbling and a little bit vulnerable. Like I know, when I was kind of convincing or coercing my husband for us to work with a coach, you know, back a year and a half ago now, he was like, so are they going to see like what's in our bank account? And like I'm like, yes, yes. Like we can't just be like, oh yeah, like we went out to eat twice this month when really we went out 4 times. Like, and I think that that's it though, is like, you can't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And being vulnerable to show that, because I'll tell you what, even in the couple months immediately after we ended our 1 year of coaching, the couple months after, it was kind of like things got a little messy because we didn't have anybody else's eyes but our own on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Good point. It's like having to give your, going back to the health comparison, having to give your health coach the list of everything you've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want to put that you ate 3 rows of Oreos on there, for heaven's sakes. So you're right. Like, no, I'll just not eat those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't know.
That's so true. It's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to write down that I ate 2 when you really ate 10.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you could do that, but is that really going to help you?
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So tell the audience, tell the listeners a little bit more about what they're like, okay, I want to get clear on building more of a financial abundant future, all of that. And if they're going to get on a cash clarity call with you, what does that look like?
So a cash clarity call is a complimentary. It's totally free. It's usually about a 45 minute session that we do on Zoom. And we just talk through getting clear on where you are, why you don't want to be there, what you do want, and the next 1 or 2 steps to help get you on the path to where you want to actually be going.
Love that. And I feel like it's, you know, again, because I can speak to this because I went through it with you, I feel like it's a perfect amount of time, right? It's not like there's this free 15 minute call. Like you're really truly investing some time to get to know them and their situation, providing them with, whether you work with me or don't work with me, here's what I suggest you do next.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, in fact, it's funny you should mention that, because I had a cash clarity call with a gal. I followed up with her and she's like, oh my gosh, I got so much out of our call that I cut my hours at work and we paid off X amount of debt. She's like, I think we're good for right now. And I felt so great about that.
Yeah.
I just felt so great about that, from like 45 minutes could help someone that much.
That's amazing.
So yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just feel like every woman should jump on a call with me just for the heck of it. I mean, it's free. What have you got to lose? If you want more, you should do it.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. That's so good. Oh, okay. Well, how, I will obviously put information in the show notes, but how can they get on a call with you? Where can they find you on the internet? All of those things.
So sure. Facebook, Jennifer Piala, Piala is my last name. I have a really great group there, Creating Confidence with Your Cash. That is a free Facebook group that I show up and provide value in every week. So that would be a really fun place to show up as well. And then Instagram, Jen Piala, the link in my bio is there to book the call.
Awesome.
So, yeah, all the things.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, all of that today. And I cannot wait to hear what everybody says. And I'm going to call it now. There's going to be at least three people who listen to this who go book a Cash Clarity call with you. I just feel it.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Courtney.
Now for some gratitude and a little disclaimer. Y'all know I am a lot of things, a business owner, a wife, a mother, but I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. So please take any conversations that may have been had on today's episode surrounding mental health as just that, a conversation and my own experience or the experiences of my guest. If you found anything valuable or resonated with something in today's topic, please share the episode to your Instagram or social media stories. And as always, I am so incredibly thankful that you are here, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.